Ashkoch, good morning all. We concluded the halachos of davening and sort of like the regular morning halachos, and so we continue with the order that the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch follows. And the first, the next halacha that he brings up is that there is a positive commandment, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa, that every single Jewish person has to write a Sefer Torah. Now this is an interesting commandment that we hear at the end of the Torah, that we're told v'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos. We know that the Torah is referred to as a shira, as a song, and every single person has this obligation to write a Torah. Of course, nowadays, this is done in many different creative ways. First of all, most of us don't even have the capability to write a Sefer Torah, so there are those who hire a person to write a Sefer Torah. That's obviously called a sofer. And then there are those who say that one can even fulfill their obligation of writing a Sefer Torah in inserting a single letter, right, to purchase like one little letter when a Torah is written or something of the like. Not only is it a mitzvah to buy a Sefer Torah and to write a Sefer Torah, but it's also a mitzvah to have every single person buying sfarim, buying Jewish books in general, is always a good thing, because the more Torah items that you buy, the more Torah you, God willing, will learn. It's not always a perfect correlation, but it is a correlation that exists on some level, and everyone should therefore try to buy Jewish books whenever they can. Continuing in terms of understanding our reverence for the Torah, so there is a halacha to follow the Torah whenever it's sort of passed in front of us, and so therefore you find this much more in Sephardic shuls than you do in Ashkenazi shuls, but sometimes when the Torah is passing by, so you'll sort of have a lineup of all the Sephardim that had passed, and they all walk and follow, escort the Sefer Torah back. I'm not so sure why it became the custom in Ashkenazi shuls not to do that, probably because most of us are just lazy, but it seems to be the custom in most Ashkenazi shuls to not have everyone follow back, but nonetheless, usually there is a custom that either in our shul, you have the person who's opening the ark, he is the one who follows the Torah back, other shuls, the person who does Hagba and Glila has the person following the Sefer Torah back, whatever it might be, there is this custom to sort of escort the Torah back into the Aron. There is a known halacha that when there are Jewish books on the same bench as you, that you should not be sitting on that same bench, so as if to equate your holiness with the holiness of the Jewish books, and so therefore one should, if they see a Jewish book on a bench they're sitting on, they should probably pick up that Jewish book and put it on a higher shelf or something of the like. Related to the kavod, to the honor that we're supposed to give to these books, there is also a halacha not to let the Jewish books rest on our knees, or not to let our elbows rest on these sefarim, because of the fact that we're supposed to show general reverence to all of these sefarim. And finally, when it comes to showing this kavod to these Jewish books, it's important to realize that there is sort of like a stacking rule, that some books can and cannot be stacked on top of one another. The most famous example is that a Torah, if you have a chumash, so a chumash should always usually be on top, and the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, the prophets and the writings, those would go below, and then other Sfarim would sort of follow under that. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani.